Question was asked, what is an Am Haaretz? So, Am Haaretz. So, the term Am Haaretz is most often associated with one who is not learned in Torah. In modern Hebrew, and throughout the response, we have this concept. Our sages refer to an Am Haaretz as being one who cannot be trusted to tithe, to take off Trumot and Masrut properly. But in fact, we first have to focus on the term Am Haaretz. What are we saying? Nation of the land. So Maimonides, in his commentary on Pirkei Avot, points out that the term Am Haaretz is in contradistinction with the term Bur. Bur is fallow land. Bur is one who has no positive traits. It's someone who does nothing. He sits idly by and just sits in street corners and gets drunk or whatever. He's not productive. That's a boor, like fallow land. In comparison, an Am Haaretz is one who is settling the land, nation of the land. It's someone who works his field. It's someone who has a family. He has a house. He's being productive. So according to the Rambam, the term Am Haaretz is a compliment. Am Haaretz, nation of the land, meaning settlers, people who are producing, helping civilization. So Am Haaretz, according to the Rambam, would be a person who is proactive in developing civilization. That's the term Am Haaretz. It also, by inference, indicates that he is not a chacham, he is not a talmid chacham, he is not a chaver. He doesn't have a higher stature, but he has that minimal stature as opposed to a bur. That's the Rambam. Then we have the Aruch. The Aruch was a dictionary written about a century before Rashi, and he writes that the term Am Haaretz comes from the word omemot. When you have a coal that is dying, that's losing its flame, that is called gechalim, coals, she'omemot, that are withering away. And so to Am Haaretz, according to the Aruch, is indicating one who doesn't have too much of a flame. He according to the Aruch, it is a derogatory term. It is one who is withering away. He is not learned. He is not producing in Torah. So again, Rambam says the term Am Haaretz stresses his positive, that he's settling, he is developing, he is promoting civilization. The Aruch says it's stressing the negative. He is not developing in Torah, he is withering. how do we define an Am Haaretz? So, in different contexts, Am Haaretz means different things. In modern Hebrew, in regular conversation, and in regular discussions, Am Haaretz means one who is not learned in Torah. In halachic terms, so then we have, depending on the context, we have different definitions for Am Haaretz. The Talmud in Tractate Brachos, page Mem Zayin Amud Beis, page 47b, says the following. Who is an Am Haaretz? What's an Am Haaretz? First opinion, it's someone who does not eat everything he eats in purity. We know that when you eat the holy food, you have to eat it in purity. Well, pious people were careful to eat everything in purity. If you don't do that, you're an Am Haaretz. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. The sages say, no. Am Haaretz is someone who does not tithe properly. And that is the most common context for the term Am Haaretz. That in reference to tithing, he doesn't tithe. We continue another braisa. The Talmud asks, who is an Am Haaretz? And here the Talmud says, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, someone who does not read Kriya Shema morning and evening. Rabbi Yeshua says, he who does not don tefillin. Ben Azai says, he who does not wear tzitzit in his garment. Rabbi Natan says, he who does not have a mezuzah at the entrance to his house. Rabbi Natan bar Yosef says, he who has children, but does not educate them, does not raise them to learn Torah. Others say, even someone who learned and learned Mishnah, but did not study under a teacher, which is what we call today Talmud, so he doesn't know, in fact, what to do with his learning. you know Tanakh, you know Mishnah, but if you don't know Talmud, if you haven't studied under a teacher, you really don't know how to apply everything you learned. That's called an Am Haaretz. And Rav Huna says that's na halacha. Until you know Talmud, one is still na maaretz. And again, different relevances as to which term you're going to use. So that's in a nutshell. We should strive not to be na maaretz. So we all hopefully read Kriyat Shema every morning and evening. We all don fill in where tzitzis. We have mezuzah at our houses. And we will raise our children to learning Torah. Now the question is, what about ourselves? Are we going to learn Tanakh and Mishnah, and also learn under Rebbe, so that we know Talmud, we know how to apply it. That's the modern usage of the term Am Haaretz, one who is really not learned. Yeah. So that's an overview of the term Am Haaretz. There's more, because it also shows up in Halacha. There's relevance. You're not supposed to marry your daughter off to an Am Haaretz. Okay? So there are other relevances.